This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
We have a great baseball team, and we're going to keep talking about them all summer long. But we're going to mix in more football now that this is the month of football. The Lions will be back out at camp. They'll play a preseason game. College football teams are going to get back out on the practice field. And John, CBS Sports put together their Hot Seat Index. They do this every year. They take all 100 and we're up to 136 coaches now, and they assign them a score 1 to 5. 5 being win or you're getting fired. Your seat is smoldering. Some guys are like a 0 or a 1, you're super safe. What I wanted to do was judge Moore and Smith through the lens of what their expectations will be for the upcoming season, and maybe we get to where their hot seat is along the way here. Sherrone Moore is listed as a 2.2 hot seat index.
All right, is this out of 10?
Out of 5.
Out of 5, okay.
And Jonathan Smith is a 1.78.
That's very specific.
Slightly, I know, I don't get this. Slightly cooler seat.
I'd love to see their math. Show your math.
Show your work. So they say Sherrone's seat is not hot, but slightly hotter than Jonathan Smith. I want to know, first of all, whose seat is hotter, but then what are the expectations for both of these guys going into their second seasons?
I think in terms of context, Jonathan Smith's seat is probably warmer. I don't want to say hot, but warmer than Sherrone Moore's. And some of it maybe doesn't even have to do with him. It's a new AD.
Yeah.
And on the business side of things, is he going to come in and want to put his stamp on if they don't get to a bowl game, 6-6, they're not bowl eligible. Is he going to sit there and say, ah, well, we're treading water. I want to bring in my own guy. And instead of living with somebody else's hire. That's the only reason. And it really doesn't have much to do with Jonathan Smith. I think it's just in terms of, we see this all the time. New AD, a program that is not up to the expectations of the fan base. So I'm going to go ahead and make a change now early on in my tenure so that I can be my guy, my hire, and I know more about this guy than anybody else.
They ended the year terribly in East Lansing. Like, you want to talk about how does your team grow as the season goes? Last year, they lost to Indiana 47-10. They lost to Illinois 38-16. They beat Purdue, but then lost 41-14 to Rutgers.
Everybody beat Purdue.
3 of their last 4 games weren't losses, John. They were ass whoopings. They weren't competitive in those games. There wasn't enough fight in those games. And that's how you finish year one. Fine. You catch your breath. You hit the offseason. You do what you need to do. You come out in year two. If they don't make a bowl game, I think it'd be well within the AD's right to say, you know what? You're not from the Midwest. You haven't built any ground. You haven't built any momentum. I didn't hire you. For them to say he has like a one, between a 1 and a 2, they can heat up in a hurry, because Michigan State is facing, like a lot of schools are, this crossroads in college football. Are you going to keep up or are you going to get left behind? And if you stay with a coach too long who doesn't have traction, right, who doesn't have roots, who isn't winning, whose team isn't getting better, and some of this will be, what happens with Aiden Chiles? Does he step into that superstardom that they were hoping for, or does he wallow and make a lot of the same mistakes as last year? That's his guy. He's linked to Chiles.
I think if you're left behind at this point, the mountain's higher to climb than it has been in previous iterations of college football, or eras, let's say, of college football. And the one thing that I would say is the defense of Jonathan Smith. When he was at Oregon State, to me, that is a program that recruits very much like Iowa does, where they recruit three-star guys.
Slow burn.
They develop them into five-star players. And you need more than a year's time, 2 years' time, to have that type of impact on a program. He is a guy that, and I'm not saying that this is how they have to recruit at Michigan State. It's just his track record. Yeah. He's got to be able to, I'm sorry to keep interrupting
you're
you.
You're good.
To be able to, he's not from this area, hasn't coached in this area. He's got to develop all of those inroads. You get some of those instantly because it's Michigan State. But how do you develop those inroads in your recruiting footprint? Yeah. And yes, it needs to be coast to coast, north to south, but the footprint should be Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, some of Illinois, some of Wisconsin.
And you work out from there.
Yeah.
He didn't have a winning record till year four at Oregon State. And I get it. That was a real tough.
Oh, it's a tough build.
It's a real tough build. Year four, he went 7-6 and lost the LA Bowl. Now, year five, he won 10 games, right? And he was competitive against Oregon and beat Oregon sometimes. And I think that's kind of the blueprint here is Michigan is the Oregon, right? It's the big revenue giant in state. And part of the appeal to Jonathan Smith was he can build a blue collar team that can outperform their recruiting rankings and overachieve. You don't want to pull the plug too soon because, to your point, that doesn't happen overnight.
Right.
But in today's college football, those are the things that you juggle. And I think because it's a new AD, there's more heat than this list is giving credit.
And when I say eras of college football, and it's hard to have this concept, but when he was at Oregon State, and it's only 2 years ago, that was a different era of college football. Now you have the investment in NIL. How can he help generate that? Now, some of that's on the AD.
You got to speed it up.
You got to speed it up, but it's also the rev share. Like, it's there's just a different era of college football. Things have flipped in the last couple of years. How are you going to operate in this era of college football?
And with Sharone, they had his seat is slightly hotter than Jonathan Smith's. Last year, there were in-game issues with Sharone Moore. Waiting to use timeouts, bizarre uses of the coach's challenge, the fact that he was so haphazard with quarterback, was indecisive. Now, that shouldn't be an issue this year. They have a clear-cut elite recruit in Bryce Underwood, and I think some of this is going to be tied to what development happens in season with Bryce Underwood. I think for Michigan, the expectation is, what, no more than three losses, be in that playoff conversation. And if you're falling short of that, I mean, the other thing is Michigan has higher standards than MSU. It's not enough to just be competitive. You have to be making real strides to being a playoff team and more at a place like Michigan. So for Sharone, it's a different conversation. It's you're going to be held to the standard of, hey, the last guy won a national title. Say what you want about it.
It took a while.
It took a while, but the last guy won a national title, and you were supposed to be turnkey. We handed it to you because you were going to pick up the reins.
Well, I don't necessarily know. Yes, there was supposed to be consistency in the program.
Continuity. We weren't supposed to have to go through a multi-year rebuild.
Correct. And so 1 year doesn't mean multi-year
rebuild. That's why I say this is year two.
That's why this is year two, yes. And so, yeah, they're going to have better options at quarterback. And hopefully it's the things that I like about what Sharone Moore has done is he didn't sit there and say, well, it was 1 year of the offensive coordinator, Kirk Campbell, quarterback coach of Kirk Campbell. That obviously didn't work. So he made a change, brought in Chip Lindsey. Now it's going to be the development at that quarterback position. It's much like it is with Aiden Chiles.
Yeah.
If Aiden Chiles develops and you have a quarterback that is dynamic, that can run the ball, that can throw the ball, that doesn't turn the ball
steal
over.
Steal a couple wins.
Well, I don't even know that you steal a couple of wins. You go out there and earn those wins. Now all of a sudden you're looking at a Michigan State team with a quarterback that is dynamic. That is a 7, possibly 8-win team. Now, that might be the top end, but in year two,
that'd be big.
That would be huge.
It'd be massive for Jonathan
Smith. Now, if for Sharone Moore, for Chip Lindsey, you're going to have more tools to work with Bryce Underwood than you had last year. And now, if that doesn't come to full fruition as a freshman, because it's kind of always that wild card, you did bring in Mikey Keene. Now, he did have an injury in spring training or in spring ball, but you've got a grad transfer that has thrown a number of passes, that has found out at Fresno State different ways to win games. So you should be able to make a shift, even if it's in season.
And it does answer a criticism from last year, which is, why didn't you use the portal to make sure there's no issues at quarterback? They've hit it both with an elite recruit and a veteran if it comes to it at Michigan. What are the expectations for both these guys in year two? Smith versus Moore. And whose seat is hotter? They're very different situations.
Do you have that list in front of you?
I do.
Who in college football has the hottest seats, the two or three coaches?
There's 136 names. Could you have told me a minute ago?
So they're not from hottest to coldest?
No, they did it in terms of alphabetic order of the school.
Oh, you kidding me?
So,
I'm just curious, like Oklahoma.
Venables should have a hot seat, right? Yeah. This is a make or break year for him. So I'll pull him up, but Brent Venables has...
I got to imagine it's four or higher.
4.67, one of the hottest seats in college football this season. Pick another one. Give me somebody else.
Let's see here. How about the guy we were just talking about, the mullet coach, Oklahoma State.
Yeah, we were just talking about him off air.
Gundy,
yes, Oklahoma State. 4.3, super hot seat for him. Mm-hmm. Kirk Ferentz came up in the two grand slam. He has a 1.67, super safe at Iowa.
Yeah. And he actually came out and said, I want to sign another deal. I want to sign an extension.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Where are Michigan and Michigan State? That's what we brought up. I wanted to know whose seat is hotter. Sharon is a 2.2. And Jonathan Smith is a 1.7. They think Sharon Moore's seat is hotter. Now, you can debate it. I think part of the argument would be at Michigan, the standards are higher. Sharon Moore, as a first-time head coach last year, beat Ohio State, which I think took a ton of heat off of him.
Alabama in the bowl game.
Yeah, but prior to that, we're going, he doesn't know how to use timeouts. What's with these weird coaching challenges? Why is it a QB carousel? He looked very much like a first-year head coach. In year two, you need to project some stability. You can't go another year where you just don't look the part at Michigan. Part of the reason you were hired is they wanted to build off the momentum of the Harbaugh tenure. And instead, I think it's extra points out, you're dealing with the fallout, right? I mean, the NCAA is still going to come for you at some point with some punishment this season.
Yeah.
So there's even more of a cloud over Sharon. That may be why he's got the hotter seat, because it's not like Jonathan Smith should be safe. I know he's only entering year two himself, but the AD didn't hire him. They went on a terrible finish to last year. It doesn't look like they're making a bowl this year based on the schedule. And in today's college football, you don't get 5 years like you got at Oregon State. And you're not from here, so you don't even have that like appeal of, well,
any type of loyalty.
He's got some backers in the, you know, the university that'll stick up for him.
So I think for Sharon Moore, it's really going to come down to how he does in a handful of games. And that's really what it comes down to, right? Is the big games. What does the team look like when they travel to Norman against Oklahoma.
Right.
What does the team look like? And some are bigger than others. That's going to be a marquee game.
How does he deal with week three when an in-state power shows up to the Big House?
Yeah, I know. Central.
Those are the games you're going to be measured by.
Yeah.
How do you do against in-state rivals? Like,
good try. Good try. But then after that very tough matchup against the Chips.
Don't sleep on them.
They're going to go to Nebraska.
Yeah.
And again, I don't know how good Nebraska is going to be. Raiola in second year, but it's traveling to Memorial Stadium. And it's a great fan base. And then it's at USC. They got the Wisconsin game at home, but it's at USC. That's going to be one. Obviously at Michigan State, that's going to be a game that he's going to be judged on. Good, bad, indifferent, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what Michigan State's doing at that time.
Yeah.
He will be judged on that game.
But both these guys will, because Jonathan Smith, there was the criticism, did he get the rivalry enough? Well, year two, it better show up.
Yeah, then it's Purdue, Northwestern, Maryland, and then it's always going to be, what do you do against Ohio State? Yeah. And yeah, last year was a great win, but what are you going to do this year?
You know who you didn't mention? Michigan avoids Penn State and Oregon this season.
So it's a very different schedule, and that's where these great differences come in year to year.
So if he gets difference maker play out of the quarterback, and they've hedged their bets both with a veteran, Mikey Keem, but also the exciting freshman everybody's excited about in-state, right? You've got your two quarterbacks, much better quarterback room than a year ago, so you should have a higher floor.
Mm-hmm.
You should win eight games at least, right? And with the schedule, 9 or 10 is possible. You're not going to get fired after that. Jonathan Smith could go 4-8. 5-7.
Yeah.
You got to make a tough decision if you're the AD at that point.
Well, yes. And what were the weakest spots last year? And you could say, yes, quarterback position was one of them.
I'd say receiver too.
Receiver and offensive line.
O-line did not live up to the standard.
I thought O-line was the biggest letdown last year was the offensive line.
Whose position group was that?
Well, it's Grant Newsom, but it was at one point Sherrone Moores.
Right.
And so what did they do for all three of those positions? For the quarterback, they brought in Chip Lindsey, quarterback coach, offensive coordinator. So you should see some difference there, not just in terms of talent, but in terms of skill development. And then on the offensive line, they went out to the transfer portal, brought in some guys, got a 5-star, you know, offensive lineman come in. If he can play, I think that'll be a big boom for this team. But they brought in Juan Castillo, longtime NFL veteran coach,
yeah,
to come in and help Grant Newsom. And at the receiver position, again, transfer portal, one thing that they didn't do last year, but they also brought in Eric Campbell, Soup Campbell, longtime, you know,
yeah,
wide receiver coach here at Michigan, to help out Ron Bellamy. So they've made some very key additions, whether it was in players or on the coaching staff, that should pay off.
It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
a monster shot.
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.